College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including one of the nuggets that came out of media night the other night that we didn't hit on is Andy Reid saying he's going to do it for at least one more year.
So nice.
Don't talk about, you know, he's going to hang it up after a three chief or a chief Pete. He's going to keep going. A lot of people always bring up, oh, how long is he going to do it for? It's like, why do you say that?
Because he might.
He's a Hoss.
Yeah, he might.
Maybe he's a Hoss.
He might keel over at any point. You don't think that's.
But
you don't think he's at a higher likelihood of that than any other coach at his age? You don't think that?
Coach forever, Big Andy. Get out there and have yourself a time.
I
mean,
I hope he does. No one's rooting for anything. But you think that's silly to even suggest?
Yeah, I think the guy is doing just fine. Thank you very much.
It wasn't just him. Kelsey said he's going to do another year too.
Yeah,
right?
Kelsey's like not going anywhere.
Do you believe that? That one I don't really believe. I believe Reed.
Yes.
I'm not sure I believe Kelsey coming back.
Well, I also wonder, you know, with these like celebrity couples and celebrity marriages, like when not that they're married or anything, or maybe they are, maybe we don't know. But don't you think they have, whatever it is, it's working doing it this way. So then the moment he's like, I don't play football anymore.
Yeah, but it's like, boy, you're around a lot.
You're around a ton.
This is Keith. I worked nights for a decade. All of a sudden, I stop working nights. Yeah. Kat's like, boy, you're here a lot.
Right.
It's like, this is all you squawked about for
this
a decade.
This is what we always wanted, right? This,
for 10 years straight, you're like, God, I wish you were home more. And then I was home more. And she's like, boy, you're really here a lot.
I think he does have the, like, I'm going to play until I literally can't vibe to him.
Huh.
I think he's back. Because I thought he might retire after last year.
I thought that was in play, which is why I would be very surprised if he plays again beyond this. Maybe if they lose and there's something else they got to go get, they Chief Pete.
They Chief Pete, he might go for a 4-pack. What do they call that?
That's trademarked by you.
Yeah. That's true. I got that. Horsemen.
We got to get in on that now. We got to get in on trademarking stuff.
What the fourth thing's going to be.
Pat Riley style. Because Pat Riley trademarked 3-peat, but they never actually
They didn't even 3-peat. They were just was he at the parade where he was like, that's what they're going to do? Like,
after
back
they
in
went,
the 80s?
They went back-to-back, so he trademarked 3-peat, which is very lucrative for him. Good move.
We should
I shouldn't even have said it, actually. I shouldn't even have said those
four
words.
4-peat. Damn it. No, we need something better.
We got to cook something up and trademark it.
I like it.
All right, let's work on that after the show. Right, good.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
So your guy, Ichiro Suzuki, got into the Hall of Fame this past year, but he was not unanimous. Only one player still ever in the history of the great game has been voted unanimously into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So they started to reveal a bunch of the ballots, but not all the ballots. There was like close to 400 ballots, and they now have like 325.
Yeah, basically, people had full. Most of these individuals put this out on social media already, but they had full transparency on 320 out of 400, something like that. And they still don't have the answer on Ichiro.
No. So they got like a ton of them back, like a very high percentage of them back, and every ballot they've seen, Ichiro. If you were the one guy who didn't, wouldn't you be like, it was me? And I feel like if it's not you, then maybe you shouldn't vote.
Well, I agree with that. The vote should be fully transparent. I completely agree with that. If there's a ballot, you should do it. Do you think it's possible? I've seen this Keyspiracy.
I do have a Keyspiracy on it.
Do you think it's possible somebody thought they checked the box and just didn't, and they're like, and no one knows who it is because they're like, what the hell? I voted for him. Didn't you vote for him?
Oh, hanging Chad situation?
No, it's just like.
Voted for the wrong guy?
They went through and thought they checked it and forgot or something. Is that possible?
Or I wonder, remember when the steroid guys first came on the ballot, there was a bunch of them that were like, I'm going to mail in an empty ballot.
Yeah, that's a good theory, too.
Like, it was just so somebody just didn't vote for anybody.
There was just a blank ballot.
A blank ballot.
Well, they should reveal that. They should reveal, even if they don't reveal whose it was, because they can't,
and then
they should reveal who else was on that ballot. Yeah. Did they vote for nobody?
That's what I think.
Because that would be defensible. If you just said, I'm voting for no one in this class.
No.
That's not defensible compared to I voted for player X, player Y, and didn't vote for Ichiro.
I voted for Manny Ramirez and A-Rod and not Ichiro. I'd be like, okay.
Okay, so it would have to be that. There you go. That's true. That's a good
Manny
point.
Manny and A-Rod, you're like, a guy that socks dingers, you know, like a little singles hitter. That's fine.
I would respect that, too. You're right. I will say one thing that people thought. The voting's going to get better. Mm-hmm. Once we get rid of all the crusty olds, the voting's going to get better?
I don't think it has.
I think it's gotten worse.
I think it may have gotten
worse. We're letting in just players who don't deserve it.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Billy Wagner.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to be letting people like this. Scott Rolen, 2 years ago, into the Hall of Fame. So I think voting has gotten worse. I think we miss, even though there were curmudgeonly, and it was always the BBWAA and this weird... we can't let anybody in unanimously. Like, all these different stupid higher-than-thou rules.
Yeah.
I think the voting's gotten worse. I think we missed the crusty old guys.
Small halls.
Yeah.
Long gone.
Yeah, well, especially you when know you, me. When you voting hall. Over there.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs on a radio interview in Milwaukee said that the Packers need a wide receiver, a real wide receiver. Love the guys we have, but we need a proven number one.
Actually,
that's what he told Chris Sims. He told those guys, he's like, we have a really good group of really, really special receivers, but like, we need someone more proven. And then he told Sims, we need a number one.
I can't say I disagree with him. That's just a wild thing to actually say.
Well, it is funny because
teammates
like,
in the room that you share a locker room with.
He's saying
that's a wild
it,
thing to say.
He is saying it point blank, which I kind of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because like when guys like when Matt Judon was here and he was recruiting everybody, and even Kendrick Bourne now, like trying to recruit Cooper Kupp.
You're effectively like, saying these other guys stink.
Correct.
Yes, 100%.
At the very least, you're saying two things. Whoever's starting now shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And whoever's like barely on the team shouldn't be on the team. That is what you're saying.
I totally respect Josh Jacobs for saying it. I think he probably opens up a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
But he's not wrong. I really like Jaden Reed. I think Jaden Reed is probably more gadget player than number one.
Yeah.
Christian Watson is now hurt. What is he? Dontavian Wicks, people projected he'd have a better year. What is he? Like, he's right. They don't have they have a nice receiver room. The Patriots have a terrible receiver room. I take most of those receivers on this team.
Take them all.
None of them are a one.
No.
Grab bag.
Randall Grichuk has signed a one-year deal with the Snakes. So if you had Randall Grichuk on your wish list, you can cross him off.
It's a righty bat. They could have.
He's not coming here.
Rehabilitated here.
He's not coming here, sadly. Yeah, no, not.
Grab bag.
The new trailer for Jurassic World Rebirth came out today.
Rebirth?
New sweet dino action movie. Yeah, Rebirth.
Sounds well, like a very graphic film.
Maybe we'll see it. Maybe finally we'll see some dino births.
There's
live dino births.
Definitely a portion of it.
Haven't we seen that in like the first one?
Well, no, that was sort
of a mound of poop is what that was. Yeah. That was a mound of poop.
No,
I
know what Nick's talking about, but no, that was...
that's not how babies are.
We didn't see Dino on Dino, and then the end result of that.
No.
Because they were like, oh, they're all female, so we're good.
It's many feel
dude.
That's been lacking, though.
Yeah. Not Dino on Dino.
Yeah, NC-17, right?
So this takes place 5 years after Jurassic World Dominion, which I'm sure we've all seen, and I have. And this stars Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali, and some new dinos.
Nice.
One of them kind of looks like the Rancor from Star Wars.
ScarJo's been in a bunch of these?
She's been in none of these.
So this is her first
one.
She's
always said she wanted to be in a Jurassic Park or World movie, and now she gets her wish. The trailer is released today. She's got some sort of like machine gun going through the tall grass. Yeah.
Clever girl.
Clever girl.
So I'm excited for this. There's like three July movies that are going to be like big time blockbusters. This, Superman, and Fantastic Four come out in July.
To your point from earlier, they couldn't have saved this thing a couple of days for the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't it have been a great Super Bowl ad? Yes. I agree with you. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd be like, wow, Scarlett Johansson's in this movie. I had no idea.
Rest in grab
bag. Here he is.
A good one.
The Undertaker. Well, it's funny. Speaking of The Undertaker, Undertaker's a big Trump guy, and so is Hulk Hogan. And so, and we talked about this briefly, when they did their first Netflix Monday Night Raw, they were both back. And Hogan got booed out of the building, but we talked about it on the show. Pat McAfee just had Hogan on his show like the other day, and they were asking him about that. And I think they were like, yeah, well, you know, we know why, and like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it wasn't that. Like, Undertaker also is very pro-Trump, and he got a huge ovation. So you can't blame it on that.
I didn't realize that.
People are down on Hogan.
But you said that to me. Yeah, people are just down on the Hulkster.
Yeah, there's been some stuff there with Hogan. Oh, so Speaking of the Super Bowl, I saw this pop up. It's going to be on Tubi. It's going to be available on Tubi, the free streaming app, which is great. I love Tubi. You get some good horror movies on Tubi.
What?
Nick, you know what I'm talking about.
That's true. Yep.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know how or why.
Who's watching there?
Well, if you literally don't have cable and you have an internet connection, you can download Tubi and watch the
game. You cannot have cable. No, no, no. You're saying if you don't have like a YouTube TV or anything like that where you can watch Fox.
Well, like,
forget not having cable. You're saying if you have like no any streaming service.
That's what I'm saying. Well, no, but you don't
have for live television is what I mean. You got to watch on Tubi?
But correct me if I'm wrong.
Who's going to watch there?
You can't fire up the Fox app unless you have some sort of cable or subscription to Fox.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, not necessarily through a cable company. I see what you're saying.
So
yeah,
I'm saying have nothing. You have no Xfinity, Comcast.
Netflix.
You have Netflix
and Tubi.
Disney Plus and Tubi. Everybody's got Tubi. Everybody's got Pluto. I highly recommend them both. But you can watch the Super Bowl on Tubi.
Is
that financially profitable for Tubi? Because, like, I'm sure they have to spend money on it.
This is news to me. This is the first I've heard of this. I did not know this.
We need to look into this.
This is what Grab Bag is good for. Do I pay for Tubi? I have it. Do I pay for it?
No, you're not paying for it.
So
it's
I just
free.
Get it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know how they make money.
It's yeah. Like, well, now, well, now, I, said this. Now so, I definitely don't.
Last year, they ran a Tubi Super Bowl spot.
Oh.
No, you're thinking of...
Nailed it.
You're thinking of something else. Red Tube. So I was shocked. Tubi had a commercial, and I tweeted something like, how is Tubi getting this money for a Super Bowl commercial?
Uh-huh.
And then I think they responded to me at Tubi and was like, we have commercials. And I was like...
You're like, wow, you guys are like, really good at
marketing. And a lot of free time on your hands, Tubi. No, but apparently like they have one of those things where... You got like a few commercials here and there. Like the streaming service itself is free, and they have like a pretty crazy catalog of stuff.
I'm going to go with the Twitch shot on this. I've done no research, but Patriots NFL 1 says Google, Fox owns Tubi. So there you go.
How about that? Solved.
How could we? I don't know how we right there could have figured that out without Twitch. Good job.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night's slate of games. Jones,
yes.
Tyrese Maxey went for 33 points, 13 assists.
Nope.
Old friend Kyrie Irving, 34 points, 9 boards.
Nope.
Karl Anthony Towns, 27 points, 20 rebounds.
Thought about it, but nope.
LeBron James, 26, 8, and 9.
No.
And Joel Embiid.
There it is.
Is back. 29 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists for the Sixers in their win over Dallas.
Look, I'm no Joel Embiid
Dallas lost
fan.
Again, huh?
Yeah, weird. Joel Embiid comes back, first game in forever, triple-double, Sixers win.
Yeah.
I'll give it to him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're going to flip that on its head today. As promised, we are doing random Super Bowl participant of the day.
I think it's important you give people a heads up on this because people would be, they'd have their pitchforks lined up outside if you didn't give the people heads up on this.
So it's not Benito Santiago? No, it is a random football player. So
Super Bowl participant.
Super Bowl participant.
Yes.
You don't know if he won or he lost, but he played in the game.
He was there.
I can give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you his position and his teams, and you can throw some guesses at me, and then I can tell you specifically what team he played for in the Super Bowl.
Great.
All right, so he's a wide receiver.
Okay.
Going with a wide receiver who played for the Falcons, Jets, and Steelers. As you can imagine, he did not play in the Super Bowl for the Jets. I'm not going that far back.
Okay. Falcons, Jets, Steelers.
Wide receiver.
Keep going. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made his rookie year was 1990, and he retired after the 2002 season.
Okay.
After the 2002 season.
Something was telling me Jericho Cotchery. It's not him.
Nope, not Jericho Cotchery.
Okay.
He's a nice little wide receiver, a one-time Pro Bowler, made the Pro Bowl in 94 with the team that he did play in the Super Bowl with. He's actually second team all pro that year. 111 grabs, 1,300 yards, and 11 touchdowns.
Okay.
In 94.
So he was on that Steelers team?
No.
Wait, what team was he in the
Falcons.
Super Bowl for? The Falcons?
The Atlanta Falcons. You guys are stumped.
Wait, so I was thinking Santonio Holmes. He was on the Super Bowl in 94 with the Falcons?
No, no, no.
That was when he made the Pro Bowl.
98, I think it was.
This makes way more sense.
Yeah,
94
was his great year, but he was still on the team in 98 when the Dirty Birds
not Andre Rison.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Andre Rison.
Nope, not Bad Moon Rising.
Ooh. Who else were the receivers on that team, Billy? Come on.
Come on.
He was a
dig
pro
deep
pro bowler in 94.
Twitch chat already has it.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Twitch chat's on it.
Come on.
Yep. Yep. Guys are on it.
I'm not. I got nothing. I don't even think I have anything. I'm going to cheat and look. You got
right,
any guesses, Billy?
Go ahead and take a look.
I got nothing.
Wait, I don't even know if I see. Oh, I see it. Terrence Mathis?
He got it.
I was like, I don't even think. I don't even think looking at it, I get it. Okay, Terrence Mathis.
Terrence Mathis. He was excellent. He was really good.
I'm surprised he made a Pro Bowl. I do remember that name. I'm surprised he made a Pro Bowl.
Dude, he was second team All-Pro that year. He was a machine. And in the Super Bowl, in a loss to Denver, 7 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. They actually had a nice little game
Wow.
for the Atlanta Falcons.
Terrence Mathis.
And then he had a good game against Minnesota when they beat the Randy Moss Vikings.
Do you know this without looking? Perhaps you have it in front of you. Where did Terrence Mathis go to school? Do you know this? You're good at this game.
I am good at this game. I don't know where he went. Georgia, would be my guess.
You got all the Terrence Mathis.
New Mexico.
There it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one. They're both colleges that play football, Dick.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have that one.
A Bulldog, a Lobo. They're very similar. There's a lot of overlap.
Sixth round pick.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, not Tom Brady, but still pretty good.
Second team All-Pro. One of the greatest 6th round picks of all time is what they say about
Antonio Brown, Terrell Davis,
Terrence Mathis. Yeah. So that's your random Super Bowl participant. Today and the final couple of days of this week, we'll do that instead of a random baseball play. We'll get in the Super Bowl spirit,
it were. Get the people going.
WEEI Afternoons, very much in the Super Bowl spirit. They had Vinatieri on yesterday. I know they have Laura Malloy.
Oh, one of my favorites.
On the program today. Love Laura Malloy.
I had the law firm poster growing up.
I've heard
Ty
this
Law,
many times.
Laura
I feel
Malloy,
like
they're wearing suits.
You lean more into talking about the Ty Law aspect of it than the Laura Malloy
love
aspect.
Love them both.
But you love the law firm equally.
Yep.
There will be a law firm, we think, representing Keith tomorrow morning as well. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up along with Laura Malloy. It'll be Andy and Fitzy and Ted coming your way here. Plus, we have our clip du jour. We'll get to it next.